Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 22nd of December 1534, an imprisoned John Fisher, who was Bishop of Rochester, wrote to Thomas Cromwell, beseeching him to provide him with a shirt and sheet, neither of which he had in his prison, some food, some books to stir his devotion more effectually, and a priest to hear his confession. He also asked Cromwell to intercede with the king and to move him to release Fisher. Here is the record of his letter from Letters and Papers. John, Bishop of Rochester, to Cromwell. Does not wish to displease the king. When last before him and the other commissioners, he swore to the part concerning the succession for the reason he then gave, but refused to swear to some other parts because his conscience wouldn't allow him to do so. I beseech you to be good master unto me in my necessity, for I have neither shirt nor sheet, nor yet other clothes that are necessary for me to wear, but that be ragged and rent too shamefully. Notwithstanding, I might easily suffer that if they would keep my body warm. But my diet also, God knows how slender it is at many times. And now in mine age, my stomach may not away, but with a few kind of meats, which if I want, I decay forthwith and fall into coughs and diseases of my body and cannot keep myself in health. His brother provides for him out of his own purse, to his great hindrance. Beseeches him to pity him and move the king to take him into favour and release him from this cold and painful imprisonment. Desires to have a priest within the tower to hear his confession against this holy time and some books to stir his devotion more effectually. Wishes him a Merry Christmas. At the Tower, 22nd of December. Fisher had been arrested on the 26th of April 1534 for refusing to take the oath of succession and to accept, which was accepting, sorry, King Henry VIII as the supreme head of the Church of England. I'll give you a link to my talk from the 7th of May about how the bishop was tricked into speaking against the king, so I think you might find that interesting. The Pope tried to save Fisher by making him Cardinal Priest of San Vitale, a member of the College of Cardinals, but this simply provoked the king, and historian Richard Rex in his book Henry VIII writes of how Henry joked that Fisher would have to wear the cardinal's red hat on his shoulders, i.e. he'd have no head on which to place it. What is so chilling about the imprisonment and execution of John Fisher, amongst others, is that he was once a good friend of the king, and it was he who at the king's command preached a sermon against reformer Martin Luther at St. Paul's Cross on the 11th of February 1526. Fisher's undoing was his support of Catherine of Aragon during the Great Matter. He appeared on Catherine's behalf at the Legating Court at Blackfriars in 1529 and spoke out against the king and the divorce, comparing himself to St. John the Baptist, saying that he regarded it as impossible for him to die more gloriously than in the cause of marriage. John Fisher was kept in the Tower of London from April 1534 until his death. And during that time, as I said, he was denied a priest. And from his letter, we know that he had to rely on friends and servants to bring him food. He was executed on the 22nd of June 1535, over a year after his arrest. Although he'd been condemned to be hanged, drawn and quartered, a full traitor's death at Tyburn, the king, in his mercy, commuted his sentence to beheading, which actually was more merciful than a full traitor's death. Fisher was beatified in 1886 by Pope Leo XIII and then canonized in 1935 by Pope Pius X. So he's a saint, Saint John Fisher. Thank you for joining me, and I'm so sorry to leave you with a kind of gloomy event this near to Christmas, but poor John Fisher wasn't having a very merry Christmas being imprisoned in the tower without proper clothes and sheets and books and food. Very gloomy. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.